Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and all around the world with the very best in gospel music. You're tuned to the Sunday, June the 23rd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. We're coming to you from 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. But you can call in your prayer request anytime, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Jekyll Carr here on Sounds of Praise. Lord, you are good. Thou art good. Can you say amen?
He's been good to me. Come on, clap your hand like...
Glory, do unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let earth declare his way. Who can part the Red Sea?
Give sight to the blind.
Nobody else but you.
You gave us dominion
and power over all our enemies that comes our way. Oh, we give us strength to win.
Never have you left the cave.
Lord, we lift our voices and say, you are good. Whoa, whoa.
You are.
It's 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Hopefully you're getting the message. God is good, and he's good all the time. And so therefore, if you're outside of his goodness, his mercy, his love, his forgiveness, his salvation, this is your opportunity. This is what Sounds of Praise is all about. We're all about bringing the goodness and the mercy and the message of salvation to the entire world, so that no one who's heard the program at any time will not know that there is benefits and blessings to turning their life over to Jesus Christ. And we're going to do that right now. We're going to bring you Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and they're going to invite you to come as you are to the salvation gift of God. I'm going to lead you in prayer, and there's no magic in the words, but if you repeat these words after me to God, he will bring about his salvation, transformation in your life this day, and the blessings, I guarantee you, will follow.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call,
what God is saying to you today. Come just as you are. So many people get convicted by their need to come to Christ, and they say, well, when I get my act together, when I clean myself up, when I get things going straight, I'll come. Hey, you can't get your act together good enough to satisfy God. You can't straighten yourself up good enough to satisfy God. That's why Jesus had to come into the world. He came into the world to live the perfect life that we could not live. And then he died the sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary in your place and in my place. We couldn't die that death because we are sinful. He bore no sin, and so therefore it was our sin that caused him to die. And then on the third day, because he is the sinless Christ, the Father was able to raise him by the Holy Spirit. So that not only do we have forgiveness of sin, we now have access through the Spirit to all the benefits and all the blessings and all the forgiveness and all that God has in store for you. He has a perfect will for your life, not one that will end in hell and destruction, but one that will glorify him on the earth and reward you with the benefit of being in his presence one day. So if you'd like that to take place in your life this day, if you want to live that life of assurance and benefits and blessings that Jesus Christ alone can give, I invite you to repeat these words after me as a sincere prayer to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will do exactly what he promised. He will give you his eternal life, his forgiveness, and his direction for the rest of your life on this earth that will lead you one day into his divine presence. Won't you pray this prayer? Father, I am tired of the uncertainty. I'm tired of all the things that should make me happy and be blessed, but cannot fulfill my greatest need. Because I have a need that only Jesus Christ alone can fulfill. I have a space in my heart that only He can fill. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, to forgive me of my sin, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, make me the person that you have called and ordained me to be. Empower me to live for you. Strengthen me so that my life will point others to the reality of your salvation and your gift of benefits and blessings to all those who place their faith and trust in you. And I'm doing that right now, yielding myself to you and to your control, asking you to forgive me of my sin, cleanse me, and strengthen me to live for you this day and in the days which are ahead, and enable me, O Lord, to be a vessel through whom your blessings might flow out to other lives, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who are giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, when, although you need to let God guide and direct you as to what church you should become a part of so that you may continue to grow in Him. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And if you have given your life to Christ, this is the number to call to receive the material that we have for you. It's 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. While we're on the air. And we'll be here till 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass., M-E-D-F-O-R-D-M-A 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. Yeah, my word on that. It's 7:20 here on WMFO in Medford. Hopefully you've given your life to the Lord, and if so, please give us a call so we can send you that material, help you to grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise. P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And like I said, we'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 7:21 is the Sounds of Praise time. Time is just flying by. And we're heading into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join with me as we bring these various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. And to lead us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Kirk Franklin, along with Tamela Mann, and Take Me to the King, here on Sounds of Praise.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. To the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it pour like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I've made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King.
Take me to the King.
raise it together. Say, I'll be seated at your feet.
At your feet.
That's where you want me.
To worship at your feet.
So that's where I'll be. Right
here at your feet.
Forever. Somebody tell him I'll be seated here. I'm always here to worship.
Worship at your feet.
Oh, I'll be right here. I'll be here forever. Oh,
and I'll be seated at your feet.
I'll be right here.
Worship at your feet.
I'm gonna stay right.
7:33 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of our ministry. And we are praising God with Jay. Jay is praising God for healing. He had an accident. And God has touched his body and should be coming home from the hospital very soon. So we're praising God for Jay, who is praising God for healing of his body. We're praising God for S. S has receives his dream job, and this job will open up opportunities for him to further his education and move on to other things that God has called him to do. S, praising God for his dream job and the ability to move on in the near future to other things that God has called him to do. Then we're looking for another J, looking to God to restore his property. He lost his property recently, and looking to God to restore that which has been lost. J. Listen to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne today with thanksgiving in our hearts because you are touching your people. You're working powerfully in their behalf, and many are being blessed and strengthened because of all that you're accomplishing in the lives of those who have placed their faith and their trust in you. So we pray, O Lord, you continue to work in the lives of these individuals. Grant them your deliverance. Grant them your benefits and blessings. Grant them the strength that you alone can provide. And may they recognize that they receive these wondrous things from your hand, that they in turn have an obligation to yield themselves to you and to your control and trust you for the greater works that you have for them ahead. We thank you, O Lord, for Jay, who has been touched by your hand and is in a recovery stage now from an operation that he just recently had. We pray, O Lord, you continue to minister in his life and the life of his family and friends as well. May they recognize, O God, the wondrous things they receive from your hand, and that they in turn, by yield themselves to you and to your control, you might work powerfully in and through their lives, and may they become sources of your blessing so that many others might come to know you as personal Lord and Savior, provider, healer, the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've done in their behalf, and may they receive the ability, O God, to yield themselves to you and to your control so that many might come and call you blessed, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praising God with you for S, who is praising God for receiving his dream job, and that job is going to be able to lead him to further education and move forward in you. So, Father, we thank you for what you've accomplished in the life of this individual. May you continue to work in his behalf. May he recognize his need to continue to yield himself to you and to your control. You who opened this great door, may he go through it, Lord, and be a blessing. And may he continue on to find that which you've called him to do. And may his life speak powerfully for you in the days which are ahead, so that many might be won into the kingdom through his life and through his testimony. And you, O God, might receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise as he continues to recognize that his benefits and blessings all come from your hand, and that you are the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And so, therefore, may he be blessed and strengthened and encouraged to go forward in you, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for another Jay who's looking to you, Lord, to move in his behalf, he had some property that's been missing, and we pray, Lord, that you would be able to restore that which has been missing, provide exactly what is needed when it is needed. May he recognize, O Lord, as he yields himself to you, you who provided that in the first place, you're able to provide that and even more and even better. And so thank you, Lord, for all you're going to accomplish in the life of this individual. May his faith not fail, but may his trust in you continue to grow stronger each and every day. And may he testify of the wondrous things that he received from your hand. And may many be blessed, many be encouraged, many be strengthened to go ever onward and forward in you, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. And for your praise and for your glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. I want to inform you that if you don't know already, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians and our listening audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or, like I said, you may write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Okay. Where are we going next? Well, we've played a lot of music. Let me go back. And we heard Anthony Brown, Shirley Daly, and Gabriel Hansborough with Without You. Fred Hammond with Lord Have Your Way. Luther Barnes and the Redbud Gospel Choir with You Keep On Blessing Me. Fred Hammond, You Bless Me Over and Over. Jacqueline Carr, You Are Good, Thou Art Good. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come to the Lord, and if so, please contact us so that we can send you some material, help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. Phone number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, then we heard Tamla Mann with Take Me to the King, along with Kirk Franklin. And we just concluded that set with Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, and Bishop William Murphy III, and Forever at Your Feet. Okay. 7:42, the Sounds of Praise time. Let's keep the music rolling these final 18 minutes or so. Kim Person coming back, and this is Just Believe here on Sounds of Praise.
Just believe.
in person here on Sounds of Praise and Just Believe. Now, I said that this is the beginning of the program. This is one of my, I'm playing some of my old times, all time old favorites. And this goes right back into that category. I've heard played, we used to use this as a lead in, I believe, at some time on the program. But anyway, here he is, John Medeski and the Mississippi All-Stars, and I'll Fly Away here on Sounds of Praise.
Thank you.
John Medeski and the Mississippi All-Stars and I'll Fly Away. Thought I would throw a little change of pace in there for you. I guess that's a little bit different. Okay, 7:55, time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Next Sunday, I am working on a program entitled, I'm not really sure what's going to be a title. Amazing Grace could be the title. How Amazing Is Our God? That could be the title. Anyway, next Sunday, Lord willing, if I get it all together, you'll hear it. Here on Sounds of Praise. So, we're going to go out with the Lefebvre Quartet and Let the Church Rise. So, until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. We'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
We've sat silent for too long, while the darkness ever strong cast a shadow on this land. But we're the children of the light. We have hope that's burning bright. We weren't made to cower, we were made to stand. Let the church stand for what is holy. Let us stand for what is right and live our lives as a beacon in the night. No, we will not compromise.
Let the church. Trouble in these times doesn't catch God by surprise. He's still sovereign over all.
So let the ones who bear his name be bold and unashamed, and with expectation answer when he calls.